Yorkton. It was the Yorkton Golden Knights' turn to host the Saskatchewan Field Lacrosse League season as the local team hosted a one-day tournament Saturday. The Olden Knights started the action losing a squeaker 5-4 to Sturgis 9-1-1. Adam Stewart scored 4 goals, with Brandon Wisniak adding 1 in the Yorkton loss. Yorkton then dropped a 7-2 decision to the Saskatoon Plainsmen, with Stewart and Wisniak sniping the Olden Knight goals. The Olden Knights had one last chance to win on home soil facing Regina Southern Comfort, and they would win her a squeaker 8-7. A host of Olden Knights scored goals, including Wisniak with 2, and singles from Stewart, Paul Toth, Colby Johnson, Dallas Heidemacher, Frank Darby, and Graham McDonald. In non-Yorkton action, Saskatoon topped Regina 8-5, Sturgis edged Regina 10-9 in overtime, and then topped Saskatoon 9-8. The games in Yorkton were part of a series of tourneys leading up to the championship weekend to be hosted in Sturgis Sept. 24 and 25, where the top team will earn the Harvest Cup. Heading into the final weekend of action, the Moose Jaw Tommy Guns top the league with a 6-2 record with Regina Southern Comfort, Sturgis 9-1-1, and the Prince Albert Prairie Dogs tied with 4-4 records. Saskatoon and Yorkton follow with 3-5 records. The SFLL was founded in 2017 with the intent to grow field lacrosse in the province, both at the minor, grassroots level and the senior level. The three SFLL founding members, Saskatoon Field LC, Yorkton Olden Knights and Regina Southern Comfort, have in the past played a series of festivals, hosted by each member team. In 2019, the league gained 2 new members in the Moose Jaw Tommy Guns and Sturgis 9-1-1, which began the festival format that is still present today. Also, the Saskatoon Plainsmen were officially welcomed as a takeover from Saskatoon Field LC. With the pandemic in 2020, no SFLL season took place due to provincial health guidelines which prohibited any provincial competition. The newest addition to the league came in 2021, as the Prince Albert Prairie Dogs became the 6th team in the league.